Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Hall, the Fulton County Commissioner of District 4. And I'm here today because we are talking about Project Level Up. About 2 years ago, I was informed that our juvenile recidivism is on the rise. We are seeing juvenile come through the jail and the court system more than three times. And this is alarming to me. We also have juvenile who are committing crimes repeatedly. They are doing the slider crimes where they jump in the car at the gas station and either steal the car or steal items out of the car. They also are doing home invasions during the day when people are at work. And we must help our youth. This is why I've partnered with the DA, Paul Howard, on his new project called Level Up.
Hello, my name is Paul Howard, Jr. I am the Fulton County District Attorney, and I'm here today to talk about Project Level Up. My office has the task of prosecuting juveniles in the Fulton County Juvenile Court. And I don't think that I have to tell anyone in our community that juvenile crime appears to be just out of control. And we've had some particular incidents in our community which point to the fact that we must do something to control repeat offense occurrences among juveniles, and this program is designed to do exactly that.
Everyone, thank you for joining us. I'm Maria Boyington, and as you heard them introduce themselves, Natalie Hall, the Fulton County District 4 Commissioner, and Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard. They're here today to talk about Level Up. It is the DA's Juvenile Recidivism Intervention Program. Tell everyone what the issue is that you feel the community needs to be made aware of.
Well, as you recall, Maria, back in 2016, we had a very unfortunate incident that took place on Campbellton Road. A 50-year-old resident, Antonio Brooks, was shot and killed by a 16-year-older. When the investigation was completed, as it turns out, he was there with his brother. They were both juveniles. But what really alarmed the public and just really outraged people is that those two boys had been arrested some 17 times, arrested and released in the juvenile court system. And people couldn't figure out how could they accumulate that number of arrests, not be incarcerated, or at least become involved in some kind of significant intervention program. So we held a meeting at the Cascade United Methodist Church several months after it happened. A lot of elected officials showed up. And what the public said to us that night is, we want something done. We don't want just some talking, but we want something done. So afterwards, the DA's office formed a community juvenile committee. And since that committee convened, we started to put together a program that we thought would significantly reduce repeat offender crimes among juveniles. And that is what this program is, Project Level Up.
So I understand, Commissioner Hall, this week on Wednesday, the commission is going to take up the issue, right? Explain the process here.
Well, we need the community to come out in support of this project. And that means coming to our Fulton County Board of Commissioners meeting on Wednesday, August 21st, before 10 a.m. and fill out a speaker's card that will allow each person to speak for 2 minutes to the full Board of Commissioners. And the meeting is televised, so everyone will be listening and watching that particular meeting. We need everyone to come out.
The money that you've secured, $500,000, what will that be for?
The money will be set aside for the district attorney's office to hire the necessary people into the positions that will support this program.
I'm looking here and looks like the project level of staff will include a program director, an aftercare director, a case manager or evaluator, a family intervention specialist. So, D.A. Howard, these four positions here, how necessary are they and how will it work?
Well, they're critical because once we started to look at this issue, what we discovered is that in our community, once a child is arrested three times, what we saw is there that usually it would lead to a fourth, fifth, and subsequent arrest. As it turns out, that the children that were arrested three times were the same children that within a year or two we would see in the adult court, or we would see much earlier juveniles committing an adult crime. We then were able to determine that unless some significant intervention was applied in the case of those children, that they would get arrested a third, a fourth, and some subsequent time. So that's what this program is about. It's about providing that substantial intervention. The substantial intervention is provided through an aftercare program. That's why there's an aftercare director. There's also a mentoring program, and we're really proud to say that we've had 11 churches in our community to join with us in the mentoring effort. That's why there's a mentoring director. There's a case manager that will follow each one of these kids. But one of the important things, Maria, that we're focused upon is family intervention. It is crazy for people to believe that you can cure the ills of a juvenile without doing something with that juvenile's family. And that's why there's a family intervention specialist. So you can see these positions are necessary for the success of the program.
And I'm sure you hear from families. When they come into your presence, what do they tell you?
Often what we get is a mother's coming in to say to us, I can't control him anymore. Our mother's coming in telling us, I need help. I don't have a job, or my job is a job that will not provide enough income to take care of my family. Mothers are telling us, I don't have housing. So, Maria, this is how crazy our system has gotten. We are in the DA's office. We were recommending probation. The public defender was recommending probation, so such that the child would be turned over to his parent or parents, when those parents didn't even have a home to live in. But what we've been doing in the past is we didn't look to see the condition of the family. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to be working with the families, because what we believe is if you improve the stock of the family, then you can improve the stock of the child.
And Maria, this is where Fulton County comes in, because as we know, the state mandates Fulton County to provide health and human services. So all of the services that these families and these children need are right at our front door. Fulton County Government Center has many departments. We have workforce development. We have our Department of Community Development, which offers housing. It offers homelessness services. We're finding out that a lot of these youth are foster kids. They are fending for themselves. They're coming home to not families. Some of them are coming home to empty houses. Some of them are homeless themselves. So there are services that are necessary that Fulton County can provide to fill in that gap.
So, Commissioner Hall, again, the Fulton County Commission is taking up this matter when?
On Wednesday, August 21st at 10 a.m., we need everyone to arrive a little bit before 10 a.m., fill out a speaker's card, and speak to the board in support of this Project Level Up program.
Who should come to the meeting and express their desire for this to occur?
Every citizen, everyone.
And D.A. Paul Howard, I know you've sat here and told us what the situation is. You hear from everyone. And of course, we just asked Commissioner Hall who should be there. In your opinion, who else should come to that meeting on Wednesday?
If you're concerned about your community, people say to me, they write me and they call and they complain about what they describe as a wave of juvenile crime in our community. So it's not necessary that you would know all of the details of the program. But if you're concerned about juveniles and concerned about your community, please come and let our commissioners know. You know, Commissioner Hall has done an outstanding job of making this money available. but it doesn't get transferred for use without four votes. And that's why we really need people to show up on Wednesday to say to the county commissioners that we need to stop juvenile repeat offenders.
And how confident are you that you're going to get those votes, Commissioner?
I think with the community support, we will definitely get the votes. And I just want to say this is a problem that is in Buckhead. We're seeing crimes in Buckhead just as well as Southwest Atlanta. This is not just a crime that's happening in one area. It's happening all across Fulton County with juvenile recidivism and juvenile crime. So we need everyone's support to address this.
Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall, Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard. Thanks to the both of you.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Maria, and we hope to see you there on Wednesday.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.